Glory unto the scarlet woman Babylon, the mother of abominations that rideth upon the beast. For she hath spilt her blood on every corner of the earth, and lo, she hath mingled it in the cup of her whoredom. With the breath of her kisses has she fermented it, and it hath become the wine of the sacrament, the wine of the Sabbath. And in the holy assembly has she poured it out for her worshippers, and they have become drunken thereon, so that face to face have they beheld my Father. Thus are they made worthy to become partakers of the mystery of this holy vessel, for the blood is the life. So sitteth she from age to age, and the righteous are never weary of her kisses, and by her murders she seduceth the world. Therein is manifested the glory of my Father, who is truth. This is the mystery of Babylon, the mother of abominations, and this is the mystery of her adulteries. For she hath yielded of up herself to everything that liveth, and hath become a partaker in its mystery. And because she hath made herself the servant of each, therefore is she become the mistress of all. Not as yet canst thou comprehend her glory. Beautiful art thou, O Babylon, and desirable. For thou hast given thyself to everything that liveth, and thy weakness has subdued their strength. For in that union thou didst understand. Therefore art thou called understanding, O Babylon, lady of the night. O Babylon, Babylon, thou mighty mother that rideth upon the crowned beast, let me be drunken upon the wine of thy fornications, let thy kisses wanton me unto death, that even I, thy cupbearer, may understand. And the angel saith, blessed are the saints that their blood is mingled in the cup and can never be separate anymore. For Babylon the beautiful, the mother of abominations, has sworn by her holy sitais, whereof every point is a pang, that she will not rest from her adulteries until the blood of everything that liveth is gathered therein and the wine thereof laid up, and matured, and consecrated, and worthy to gladden the heart of my Father, for my Father is weary with the stress of eld, and cometh not to her bed. Yet shall this perfect wine be the quintessence and the elixir, and by the draught thereof shall he renew his youth, and so shall it be eternally, as age by age the worlds do dissolve and change, and the universe unfoldeth itself as a rose, and shutteth itself up as the cross that is bent into the cube. And this is the comedy of Pan that is played at night in the thick forest, and this is the mystery of Dionysus Zagreus that is celebrated upon the holy mountain of Kithaeron, and this is the secret of the brothers of the rosy cross, and this is the heart of the ritual that is accomplished in the vault of the adepts, that is hidden in the mountain of the caverns, even the holy mountain Abiegnus. And this is the meaning of the supper of the Passover, the spilling of the blood of the lamb, being a ritual of the dark brothers, for they have sealed up the pylon with blood, lest the angel of death should enter in. Thus do they shut themselves off from the company of the saints, thus do they keep themselves from compassion and from understanding. Accursed are they, for they shut up their blood in their hearts. They keep themselves from the kisses of my mother Babylon, and in their lonely fortresses they pray to the false moon, and they bind themselves together with an oath and with a great curse, and of their malice they conspire together, and they have power and mastery, and in their cauldrons do they brew the harsh wine of delusion, mingled with the poison of their selfishness.